Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ADT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show, You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I've got Grissom here, and he's, if you're watching on video, you can see my really old, decrepit dog. He's 17 years old. We think he was a stray, so we think he was 4 years old when we got him. But yeah, anyway. Hi, Rosalie. I'm here with Rosalie, and she's zooming in from lovely LA. But you want to share where you actually physically are right now?
Well, if anyone actually watches this video, which I don't know why you would, but you're all into that. So
some people might watch.
If anyone watches this video, I'm sorry. I don't know why. But anyway, but that's what I'm doing. So you're seeing me in a very small white room. And while people that I used to know might say white room with rubber walls is where I belong.
I've got a white room with padding behind me. So right, I'm in the similar, but yours is a little nicer, a little different.
Mine is most clearly a bathroom because I'm having severe, oh my God. And then I'm looking at this dog. It's amazing. This is the only place I have acoustics without a microphone that I can get sound. So anyway, I'm in the bathroom, but you'd much rather look at Grissom. I know I would, although I have to say Grissom looks like he's about 800 years old.
He's so old. he's just holding on by the skin of his teeth. He can't hear, can't see. He can still walk though. He still has some quality of life. So, you know, my sister literally said it's time. I'm like, what? He's still walking. That's just harsh. She's the one that works for, she works in a very difficult, stressful job. So I can see where that comes from. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's one of those things where I noticed that everyone has an opinion on like when we've reached that part of the dog's journey or the animal's journey. That is so highly personal. No one can tell you when, no one, except maybe the vet.
Yeah. But, that's true. Yeah.
But that's it.
And even then it's still just a suggestion. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Grissom reminds me, to be honest with you, of he should be in like Lord of the Rings. Like he's like an old wizard. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he's 3,000 years old and he's got all this wisdom and you just have to like give him the right treat and he'll start talking to you and unlock the secrets of the universe.
I don't think there's much wisdom left because he's like, at this point we read something where, you know, like after I think it was like 13 or 15 years old, 99% of all dogs have some form of dementia, and like he's so far gone. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've sat there and watched him just stare at the ground or stare at a wall. And like when he's ready to go outside, he at least knows where the door is, so he'll get close to the door. But he's usually looking at the hinges and not looking at where the door opens. And even though he's been taken out of that door four times already in the last hour, because he's on kidney medication and has to go outside every half an hour now, he still doesn't realize that it's not where he should be standing, or we'll be walking back and he'll go to our neighbor's house, like keep walking, like not even close to where we live. Yeah, he's
okay,
not there.
Okay, but in his defense, I have been accused of doing all those things. Right. So, I mean,
I guess I have as well. Not standing there and staring at the floor though. I don't do that.
Oh, really. I do that all the time.
Well, I guess I've been deep in thought. Yeah, maybe I have been staring at the space.
See, Grissom is just like, he's going
thinking.
To another dimension.
Yeah, exactly. Did he go to bed? I'm trying to, no, he's sitting right next to me. Do you want to come up here? Anyway, yeah, this is really fun radio. Sorry, guys. anyway, it is AM radio in Grass Valley. So let's be honest. What do you expect?
And we appreciate it.
We really appreciate you guys listening. 5 years. My gosh. Yeah, that's true. 5 years we've been doing this. Having the pleasure of actually doing the radio show. I actually really look forward to this every week. So it's kind of fun. And my wife thinks I'm crazy. But anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? So we started on a DIY projects that can add value to your home. We started on this list last week and we're going to continue on with this week because we've got many, many more. And there's a lot of really simple DIY potentially get some help to finish them and completely just hire somebody to do it kind of things on this list. So,
well, to be fair, you know, if you've listened to the show more than once, you know, that if Andrew Tidwell, as a homeowner, has the opportunity to support a local business and have them do the work, he will do that.
Yeah.
And we're not against that, but there are some things that are higher level, right? That yeah. you're going to need.
And only you guys out in the listening world know what is within your abilities and what's not. You know, this is for entertainment value, and we just try to give you information, and you decide whether or not you can do it. And to be honest, I know I'll tackle some stuff. Like, I've got to bleed the brakes on my mountain bike today, and I probably shouldn't do it because I don't really know what I'm doing, but I've watched enough video that I think I can do it. But if I mess it up, I know I can take it to the shop and have them fix it for me. And the same sort of thing happens with DIY projects at home. If you want to give it a shot, give it a shot. If something kind of blows up in your face, hopefully it doesn't literally blow up in your face. But if the job turns into something that's a little beyond your technical knowledge or capabilities, you can always hire somebody, bring somebody in to help finish it. Most of the time, it's not going to cost you more. Sometimes it will, but the majority of the times it won't. So, you know, don't be afraid of pulling the tools out of the garage and giving it a shot. And 99% of the time that you're going to do it, even if you do get to the point where you have to hire somebody, it's not going to cost you more unless you've really messed things up. But then if you've really messed it up, you probably should have replaced it anyway. Like, I know, you know, we've had those instances where people try to fix faucets that are 30, 50 years old. And, you know, you can do it and you might be able to buy yourself some more time on it. But, you know, if you can't fix it and you got to get us into it, we'll probably just replace it. So anyway. On that note, we got a list of things. So here is one of the number one easy, this is actually kind of a DIY thing. I say that and I actually used to do this for a living, but fresh paint. I used to paint houses way back when. So, but paint is one of those things that the majority of people can actually do. One of the things that you do want to remember though, and I'll put this before I start reading off the list, is preparation. It's usually 2 to 3 times the amount of time spent on a painting job is spent prepping the job, not actually painting. So just remember that it takes a lot of prep if you're going to do it right, if you're going to do it and actually make it look good. So a fresh coat of paint can make your home look new and clean. It also increases the home value by as much as 3%. Some things you need to consider, though, when you're painting your home are the color, the style of the house, and the style of the paint. You can obviously choose between different types of paint, blah, blah. They're talking about oils and latex. I mean, you're going to use just standard house paint. Preparation applications, the cost of your time and the cost of time for somebody else to do it. And then what your budget is. You know, the typical painting budget can cost anywhere from, oh, man, that's so funny. Oh, $1 to $3 per square foot. That's an interesting way of looking at it. A gallon of paint is going to cost you about $50 these days, $50 to $65. So on that, can, you know, a gallon of paint, gallon and a half of paint will get you in and out of a room without the ceiling, but like a 10 by 10 room, you know, use a gallon of paint on it. But painting, it is a really good way to increase the value of the house. Not only, it may not even necessarily increase the value of your house, but it'll definitely increase your livability of the house, and it'll increase the idea that, or the chance of you selling it. Because if anybody's watched those flipping, how, you know, the shows about DIY projects or people buying houses, what's the number one thing they say when they walk in? I don't like the color. That's something that you can easily change. And that is like number one reason why a lot of people don't buy a house. It's just because of the paint, the color of the paint. One thing you want to really be cognizant of, if you are planning on selling your house in the next 2 to 5 years and you're painting, you might want to hire somebody to come in and tell you what color to paint it. That is an investment that you will definitely see a return on. I come from a creative background. I come from an artistic background. I've picked some really bad colors in my time and had to repaint things. We actually, both my wife met in art school, and we had to paint a deck in a property that we had. And it literally looked like, remember the Crayola flesh color crayon? You know, it literally looked like that. And we went over and over and over this color, and we bought, I don't know, $400 worth of this paint. We had to give all of it away. So I could have spent $200 on a consultant and saved $200. So get a consultant in to tell you what color you're going to say something.
Well, I just didn't.
That was just last summer. And I know better.
So I was just thinking about when I bought a house the first time. And my husband and I, he was very like patient, like whatever you want. So my kids were young at the time. And we watched a lot of SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize, but the thing is, like, I think it got into my subconscious because and he's like, you can paint whatever color you want, like, super great, like, never complain about a thing. I don't know why I didn't stay married to that guy because he never complained about anything. But he, so I come home and I paint this one part of the foyer, this bright yellow, awesome, right?
SpongeBob <It's> yellow.
Super cheerful, okay? And then another and one accent wall. Like this beautiful blue. Okay. Beautiful dark. Okay. So then we had people.
Well, you're in the Bay Area. So those are the warrior colors. I mean, why not?
Well, also University of Michigan was a big thing in my house. So so I don't think either one of us picked up on what I had done, like subconsciously. Right. We had people over for the holiday, took pictures. And this is back in the day when you actually had your photos developed. Right. And the pictures come back and we both looked at them and we were like, oh my God, SpongeBob. Like it didn't hit us until we saw pictures of the holiday. And I was like, oh my God, you let me paint SpongeBob. And he was like, let you. It was so, but we kept it. And then when he remarried, one of the first things that the new wife did was I think it turned into like a light sage green color.
There you go. Much more appropriate than blue and gold. Oh, and that's actually our colors too. Yeah, blue and gold is our colors for ABT. Great segue. Yeah, hire a consultant. There are plenty of people. Stephanie Statler, a local decorator, I've used her multiple times to come in and help me pick colors because you can really mess up on a color. And I don't know how much your time is worth, but it's worth more than you think if you spend two or three days painting a house and have to repaint it again, when you could have spent under $500 to have a consultant come in and pick some colors for you. And I don't even
well, know. And
I'm,
on that
I'm saying 500 too, just because I have no idea, but it's probably only a couple $100.
But also, you know? also a pro like Stephanie is going to know, like, honestly, like what's trending out there and like what's move, you know what I mean? Like, so you're going to get some good professional advice on this is what I'm seeing in other homes and she's going to know more than, oh, I like that color where I, you know, obviously I should not be in charge of picking paint colors,
and obviously us either. It was literally peach on our outside, a 3-story deck, stairs deck.
A little odd.
That could be seen from 2 roads. So yeah. We had to, and I was like, we hired a painter to do it because it was 3 stories and, you know, banisters and railings, the whole bit. I mean, like way detailed stuff, not my kind of stuff painting. And I can roll a room out in a couple hours, but that's multiple day job, week's job. But anyway, he was doing it and I was like, oh, let's just run with it. We already spent the money. And my wife's like, no. And actually we talked to Ari, the painter. He's like, I was wondering when you were going to make me stop. That was a really bad color. So you can increase the value or you can detract from the value of the house. Again, you know, we talked about that last week. There are times when you can detract from the value of your house when you think you're actually investing. And then getting a consultant in to help you with color, they can also let you know if, yeah, that was a color that was popular 5-10 years ago and you still may think it's kind of cool, but it's already gone out or it's on the way out and it's not going to, you know, if you're planning on staying in the house for another 2 or 3 years, it's definitely going to be out by the time you go around to selling your house. So be cognizant of that. But paint is one of the least expensive, quickest ways to change the feel of your home and the livability of your home if you do it right. It can also be poorly done and you guys didn't even notice until you took the pictures, but yeah. But paint. And then once again, you know, prep is critical. So you want to wash the walls with TSP. You want to make sure all the seams with all the, your trim have been Alex-caulked. you know, there's Alex Hawk is really inexpensive. You can get a case of it for, I think it's like $50 or something. It's really, really inexpensive. It's not a great caulking product, but it's really good for paint. And just taking care of those shadow lines that you can see in between the trim and the wall, huge, huge benefit for professionalism. I mean, that's something most DIYers can do. And then even if you don't want to necessarily do the painting, you can do the prep yourself and save yourself quite a bit of money, because it literally takes 1 to 2 times the amount of time to do the prep as it does for the paint. And then hire a painter to come in if you're not good at cutting, you know, painting between the ceiling and the wall, or trying to do an accent wall and trying to get that straight line. Where a painter, it's just, they do that all day long. It's easy for them. I can cut easily, but not everybody can do that. So paint, prep, do it right. Next one is flooring. Flooring is another one of those things, and they say wood flooring. I'm just going to use general terms. Flooring itself is one of those things that, again, relatively inexpensive depending on what you're doing. I mean, if you're going to be doing hardwood, you're going to be spending some money, right? I mean, that's expensive, but it can, you can actually see a return if you're doing real hardwood, depending on the house. If you're in a really nice home that's in the, you know, 700, 1.5 million, you can definitely see a return on your investment. If you're talking about a starter home, laminate's going to be fine. You know, it's going to, it'll work. And laminate is one of those things that you can actually install yourself. Those click in floating floors, relatively easy to install. You do definitely want to read the instructions, because I know we've talked about this on the show before, where I did the flooring in our cottage, and then we rented it to a friend of mine, Jim Emmel, who is a flooring contractor. And I had to apologize because I did such a bad job. All the corners of each plank were lipped up a little bit because I was using a hammer in the wrong spot. And yeah, I did a bad job. So read the instructions. I didn't read the instructions. I thought I knew what I was doing because I'm a dude and read instructions at last, you know, when everything else fails. I should have read the instructions, and it went in really easy once I figured out what I was doing. But click in floor can really change the style of your house, especially if you got like dissimilar materials throughout the house. You got tile, laminate, hardwood throughout the house, or you've done a remodel and you got a section of wood flooring and a section of plywood flooring. Floating floors are great. And they also make some that most of them are waterproof now, and they actually even make tile type laminate flooring. So you can actually install it in your bathroom and stuff that looks like tile. So those are some places that you can save some money in a DIY project and really see a return on your home. A typical wood floor can cost anywhere from $3 to $12 per square foot. And that sounds about right. You're going to spend some money. It's, you know, flooring is not inexpensive by any stretch of the imagination, but you can see a 5% increase in your home value. And especially if you've got some funky flooring, and especially, you know, if you've got like green carpet or something, shag rug, for heaven's sakes, that's been in there since the 80s or something. You definitely want to rip that out. Even if you've got carpet, both my wife and I, since we have dogs, we've ripped the carpet out of every house we've ever lived in, just because it gets so funky with dogs. And then you take the carpet up and you realize, oh yeah, this has been funky way before we even moved in. It's just nasty.
Nasty. Not a fan of carpet. It is so gross. It's the first thing I pull out.
Maintenance, you know, follow the manufacturer's instructions. You may need to hire a professional. You can get pre-engineered wood flooring, which is already pre-finished. That's hardwood. That stuff's actually pretty easy to work with, but you still want to make sure you have the right tools so you get a nice square cut. With plank flooring or with the floating floor, you can be a little more, you know, you can use a skill saw. You don't necessarily have to have a really high-end tools, because you got to have a half inch on either side anyway for float. That's hidden with trim, so you could be off by quite a bit. But anyway, flooring is a really good one, a good place to put some money into. Let's see what they else. They talk about home extensions, extra bedrooms. You could put an extra bedroom in. If you're changing the footprint of your house, I've always avoided changing the footprint of my house. It's pretty hard to see a return on your investment on extending your house. They're saying it can cost you anywhere from $5,000 to $50,000 to do an extra bedroom. This day and age in our county, you're not going to do it for $5,000. I mean, you're talking $50,000 by the time you get permits, inspections, and everything. And the material costs these days, it's going to cost you a ton of money. Laying foundations, doing all the electrical, doing all the framing, all the flooring, all the painting, all the roof, all that stuff. You're talking some real money. And you really don't want one thing that I've seen a lot of people do, which is a big mistake, is you take one of the garages out and make it into a bedroom. That actually detracts from the value of your house. It's funky. You really don't want to do that unless it's something that's just kind of temporary and you plan on taking it out before you sell it. That'd be the only thing I'd do. Lastly, upgrading your central heating and air conditioning system. That is something you can definitely see a return on your investment. If your system's 5 years old, you're not going to see a return. If it's over 10 years old, you're definitely going to see a return. One of the kind of the rule of thumbs is any appliance in your house has a lifespan of about 10 years. So if I'm going into buying a house and the furnace and air conditioning is 10 years old, I already know I have to put money aside to replace it. Now, if I'm buying a house, I'm going to go with the most money I can possibly think of that's going to cost me to replace it. I'm going to ask for $50,000 off the price of the house. That's my start point. And the majority of people are going to be doing the same thing, $30,000 to $50,000. And to be honest, for an entire new heating and air system, you're talking anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 these days. So, you might want to get in front of that. If you're thinking of selling the house and you've got an older system, just put a new one in, do it now. And you're going to actually save. You will definitely see a return on your investment of probably like $2 for every dollar you spend because of the fact that they're going to ask for a credit back on that system. And in the meantime, if you're living in the house, you can do things like put a more efficient system in. It's going to save you money on your air conditioning. Put good indoor air quality products in. All our systems go in with a HEPA filter. So we're going to be taking out a lot more of the pollutants, a lot more of the pollen, especially that we're all feeling right now. If you can turn the fan on your system, not even use the system for heating or cooling, just turn the fan on and it's going to filter out the air. You can put air scrubbers in. We've got a product now that puts in hydrogen peroxide into the air that kills viruses. So it will knock out a lot of the viruses like COVID. It won't eliminate it, but it will reduce the levels. Flu viruses and other things. So there are a lot of things that you can do to make your house more comfortable, more healthy, and more happy in the meantime. So if you're planning on selling in 3 to 5 years, do it now so that you can actually reap some of those rewards and go a little extra and make sure that you're really comfortable in the house, make sure that the air is flowing so you don't have any hot or cold rooms, and make sure you have really quality indoor air quality in your home. And we can help you with that. And with that, we've got a little bit to talk about. I'll let you kind of roll us into the end here.
Okay. I'm going to scream at the computer and hope you can hear it.
Oh, I can't hear you. So you're completely not working now. So we're having some technical difficulties. That's why she's in her bathroom. Anyway, so we've got the home show in Auburn that's coming up this weekend and actually starts today. This airs on Friday. Actually starts today. So come and visit us. We're going to be in the home show all weekend. We've got technicians there. They can answer some technical questions. We'll have a technician and our guy Scott there for every day. We've also got a competition going on for naming our bear. We want to find out. We need a name for our mascot. So if you can help out with that, and we've got prizes for that. And that starts next week, actually this week. And was there anything else you can kind of mouth it? And I'll try to read your
specials. The specials.
I can't hear her, so we're having technical difficulties. And in any event, you can find us if you're looking for us. You can give us a call if you need some help with your heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, heating, or air. You can reach us at 530-230-9092, 530-230-9092. You can find us on the web at abtplumbing.com or easiesabt.com. You can also find us on Facebook where we share all this information, like our page. And with that, we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.